Yeah, so that tells me that you don't listen,
I
and I think
don't.
that's just,
I have
I just
not.
think it's funny.
I have not.
I just
I
think
have
that's
not.
crazy. I just think
Tristan
that's
just asked
funny.
how long the podcast usually goes, guys. If you're listening in from our one of our loyal listeners in Panama, you know it's at least tres horas, okay?
So Tristan, let me just fill you in. We have like a really strong following with the Panamanians in Panama.
That's what's up.
Like, you know what I mean? They just love us, and we love them. Obviously, is our strongest fan base.
Right.
So, yeah.
I fuck with Panama. They got the canal and shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Panama, known for canal, known for being huge fans of this podcast, and also known for being the home of many Jamaican second families.
Oh, second families.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because many Jamaicans worked on the Panama Canal. If your grandpappy worked on the canal, you probably got cousins over there. Just
so I'm
honest.
Probably Panamanian.
Probably. Are you Jamaican?
No.
This is new to me.
You have to be Jamaican first in order to...
Where did you get the I'm Panamanian from?
Yeah, what was the connection?
I don't know. It just came to me. I just felt that I
niggas
want to
be
was.
Everything but black, huh?
Right.
Basically.
Right. Can't be Panamanian and black.
Is this what we fought for?
That's what it is. That's literally what it is.
For the little flag in your IG bio?
Fought and died for the flag in my IG bio. Now, I will say, I do be salty that I can't put a flag in my damn bio. Because what I'm supposed to put? The American flag? I'm definitely not putting
the American flag. The stars and stripes.
I'd rather die than put the American flag.
Them stars and them bars. You talking about?
What flag I could put, Tristan?
American flag, whatever flag your fucking family was owned at.
I'm done.
Like the plantation was from France. So I put Matt, right. You know, go up for
the
French.
The crest.
So you put
the home family crest.
French wow, flag, the yeah. Holmes family crest. Right. Terrible.
That sounds Scottish or something like that. You know, put that up a little kilt on.
There you go.
Holmes, I'm done.
Does chitlins have a flag? Do like the Ugh. Chitlin lovers?
Go to hell. You can actually go to hell.
That poop emoji.
You both can go to hell, actually. Okay, anyways, I'm going to intro the podcast now. Hey y'all, welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we talk about the super random shit that large swaths of black people go up for. I'm Sequoia.
And I'm Jordan, what's up?
And today we have a kind of special guest,
illustrious
Tristan.
Guest.
Illustrious guest.
How are you going to call kind of special guest? How are you going to do our
guests
like that?
He's something like
that. That's how he does me. That's how she does
me. First of all, not you calling me he. Something like. And... I was going to go on, but y'all cut me off. I was going to say the illustrious director, filmmaker, cinematographer, all things of that sort. You can catch his film Foxes, fucking wherever you could catch it. Tristan, tell them where they can catch it.
We've been on Revolt TV. We've been on YouTube.
Period.
It's on my phone if you pull up on me in traffic.
Period.
Whatever way you want to see it. Plug my mixtape, please. All that.
Mixtape.
Right. I got DVDs of it. Don't worry, guys. Just DM me.
Yo, that would be fire. If somebody was selling bootlegs of it. That's my goal in life is to get... Honestly, like, my goal in all this shit is to get someone care enough to bootleg my shit.
Right.
At that point, I made it. Yeah, at that point, I made it.
I was say, you ain't been to a barbershop in a minute, Tristan. Your hair long as fuck. So, you know, they might already got your shit on bootleg.
That would be so fucking fire.
That would be actually very funny. But yes, thank you for joining us today, Tristan. We are talking about house shoes or house slippers.
Shoes. I love
because
them.
Tristan is a house shoe ass nigga. He just gives
got them
the aura.
Right now.
Of course he has on house shoes right now. It just gives the aura of a robe and house shoes. That's what you have.
The robe I got to work on. I've looked at a few that I thought are pretty dope. There's like this French Terry joint. That's like $200. I've been sitting on it. I need to go on and make the buy.
French Terry, what joint? French Terry?
It's like a French, like the material's like this, like French Terry cloth. I need to just go on to make the buy. You know, niggas got a firm and shit now, so I can put it on a payment plan and make it happen.
A firm?
Oh, yeah, I fuck with all the payment plan shit.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
A firm,
Klarna, ShopPay. So basically,
Afterpay.
It's Afterpay. Yeah, it's all these joints were like, say you want to buy this joint that's like this robe is like $200, right? Mm-hmm. I can put on it that I want to make 4 payments. I want to make payments across 3 months, 6 months, 12 months.
Not and then pay that shit off.
Installment payments, right?
Not for a robe. I mean, like, not for a robe.
Right. But I mean, you pay installment payments on your credit card and shit already, but this has no interest. And it's like, yourself. I know I want it, so like, let me go on and just get it.
You know what? That's a good point. It has no interest.
This is,
you do.
This
you
is why we will never be free.
This is why the black.
That's why. So like, I got like linen sheets, and like when I first bought them, those shits were like $200, $250. And the first time I was like, these are great, but that's a lot of money in one time. So I went and bought a new pair, and I'm paying like $50 a month until those shits is paid off. It's perfect.
That's wild.
You can buy plane tickets on this shit.
Plane tickets?
Yeah. Fuck with it. You can buy plane tickets.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, a live episode from Bermuda. How you feel about it, Takoya?
You
know what I mean? Go to our fans in Bermuda and give them a little live episode. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's only going to be like $60 a month. You ain't even going to notice
it. Right. Exactly. Wow. Black people love conch fritters. You feel me?
Wow. Hey,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's
exciting. I'm remembering now that I got swindled into doing like an installment payment when I moved to Brooklyn 2 years ago. My mom was like, you need a bed. Cause I was going to like, do an air mattress situation and figure it out. And she was like, no, you need a bed in that room. As soon as you get in, you can't sleep on the ground, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And I was like, mom, I'll figure it out. She dragged my ass down to a mattress firm on Fulton Avenue. And we bought a bed and he was like, yeah, so, we're just going to do like a little payment plan. We're going to pay it off. And I just was like, at this point, I was like so done with being out. You know, I just like, I couldn't.
You like, I don't give a fuck.
That I just signed. And I was like literally getting mail from Mattress Firm being like collecting on their mattress.
I'm done.
This is not how it's supposed to be.
If you had bought that on with a firm, you wouldn't have had no payment. You wouldn't have had no interest.
It's true. And I didn't see the light. I wasn't enlightened at that point.
Now you know. I'm happy to help.
This is meant to be an educational podcast, and here's Tristan. Yeah,
I'm all about niggas living above their means and silently having to make payments on it at the same time.
Live above your means, but do it in quiet.
Live above your means.
Do it comfortably.
Live above your means.
Comfortably above your means. Yeah. I like that. You know what? That's meaningful. That's thoughtful.
Right.
Well.
Should we jump into In My Defense?
Yeah.
That's a good In My Defense.
Wow. Living above your means.
Living above your means.
That is a good one.
That is a good one. I am for that, actually. I'm very for that. I think everyone deserves luxury. If you can't afford it, fake it till you make it. You know, don't be out here having to sell your body, you know, because you went too far. But
don't sell your body, all right? But
find a way to make that shit work, you know. Or cop fakes and just don't let nobody know.
Because there's a whole TikTok like tutorial on how to get good fakes and where to get them from and all that shit.
Oh, please send me that. But yeah, I'm very big on, you know, live in luxury. You see some shit you won't get that shit. You only got one time around this earth. Don't get the shit that's half the price and you have to buy 3 times and then you then bought the new shit.
And you know what? This earth is hard enough as it is. Don't make it harder on yourself. Get what you want while you're here. You know? This shit be hard already.
Absolutely. On a related note, I think in my defense, wearing your nice shit, just using your nice shit, I feel like I'm sometimes in the minority about this. Like my sister will buy a shirt, she's been coveting, a bag, a nice thing, nice thing that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then just we'll let it sit in her room for months, maybe even years, like on rock. That's the time I'm like, if I get a new thing, I might be weird out the store. I have a very vivid memory of being in second grade, and I went to Catholic school, and so we had to wear uniforms, and the only day we would wear like cool sneakers was for gym class. So I remember going to Marshall's. With my mom and seeing these pair of like blue like patent leather Nikes that were on sale that were my size. My mom got them for me. I was obviously so geeked. I brought them to school on a non-gym class day and had them in my backpack, and at lunchtime I was just bringing people, calling people over and just showing them my shoes. I was like, yo, like in my backpack. Ask my cousin Dara. She was in my class. She was like, I literally called her. I was like, Dara, come look at this. And I had these, like, she just pulling these shoes out of my back. Not even like, I couldn't wait to like, you know, show them. That. And I've always been that way. Like if I buy something, I'm wearing it like the next day, maybe in the next minute.
You're so wholesome.
I miss wearing shoes out the store. I definitely miss like my mom being like, we bought new shoes, put them other ones in the box. We didn't wear the new ones out the store. No, it's really nice.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh my
it's
god,
a great feeling.
That is so wholesome. Meanwhile, there's kids that be bringing knives and guns from school, and that's what they be calling kids over to look at in the backpack.
Look at my pistol.
They be like, look at this. Look at this Jordan vibe cutter.
I brought.
Right. Meanwhile, Jordan got this fucking pair of blue patent leather sneakers and his shit that he can't even put on his feet.
Right.
And that's
Friday.
What he's showing niggas. Right. Yeah. Until Friday at PE time. Well, that's fair. Tristan, do you have an In My Defense that you would like to share with us this week, aside from living above your means?
So you only told me this like 20 minutes ago.
40, actually, hour now.
So I had to think about something real quick, and I think, because I was just listening to it, so I'm going to comp to, I think In My Defense is Florence and the Machine. Very, very fucking hard. White.
Very fucking white.
And I love it. Went to the concert, loved her. The music reminds me of like old, like European, like wars. Like the music they be playing, like running into like stab niggas with swords.
Oh my god! I'm yes, done. Exactly.
And I love Florence? It. I mean, yeah, love it. Love her voice. Love her style. Don't think she gets enough credit.
She doesn't get enough credit.
Florence, shout out Florence Welch. Okay.
Shout out Florence Welch.
Redheaded queen.
Florence and the Machine is an amazing In My Defense.
Florence and the Machine is great, man. I remember when I first heard it, I was like, what the fuck is that sound? And then started listening to it more, and I was like, oh, I fucking love this. And I tried to put some of my niggas on, and they were like, we're not, that's bullshit. We're not listening to this shit. And then it was like, put that Chief Keef back on or whatever fucking bullshit. But I love her shit. Whatever she puts out, I'm buying it immediately. If she goes to a concert again, I'm not fucking with COVID concerts, but I'll make the concession.
We're pulling up.
We're going up.
We're going to the UK.
Right. Go to the UK.
I've never been. That would be fire.
Florence Welch belongs to a specific genre of like artsy white woman that I feel like Celine Dion also belongs to.
Yeah.
As well as Cher. I feel like Cher also belongs to this genre of like.
Right. They're all spindly. They're all tall and spindly.
They're tall, skinny, like artsy, right, talented women. Mm-hmm. I like Florence. Florence is
big voice. And it's like, a lot of people are not going to get it, but you'd be like, yo, I fuck with Florence. I went to the concert. A few niggas would be like, yo, that's fucking fire. You know? And those are the ones you'd be like, yeah, I know. Respect
it's
me.
And it's operatic because, like you said, it feels like we're in war. It feels like there's a battle happening with Florence and the Machine's music. It's very like
theatrical.
You're amped up.
I think she did Seven Devils at the Bowl, and it was like fire and shit. And I was like, well, I could go kill somebody tomorrow. Like I was like, I could run into war tomorrow and be ready, like on a
and
horse.
Be ready.
Let's go.
I'm telling you, some DJs, all the DJs listening, cut that on after Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares, and I guarantee the crowd only goes up.
I'd go up for sure. Come on, Jordan, you got a DJ stuff. I know you be DJing some stuff on the low. You got a DJ stuff.
Oh yeah, on the low low.
Yeah.
What's the DJ name?
I decided recently that it's DJ Yo Pro for DJ Young Professional. Okay.
Period. Okay.
Period.
Young Professional. Which is a slur for people who have yuppie jobs, but
not a slur.
Yes.
it's a slur, all right. DJ slur.
DJ slur.
What kind of music you doing? What kind of music you doing?
Kind of all over the place. I. What's the question referring to? Is I substituted for my friend Naomi. Shout out DJ Naomi Asa, on the Lot Radio in Brooklyn the other day, and I just was all over the place. I was playing. You listen to Rumble. I was playing some Rumble. I was playing some
Blue
Bucks Clan.
I
can't believe you never heard of Rumble. No, you would like Rumble. Tristan, you need to hear it.
We talk about Rumble on this podcast a little bit, and then all sorts of. I played some Herbie Hancock. I played some Stanley Clark. And then I just was all over the place. It was a very It was like at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. in the morning. So I was just like out of my
mind. Do whatever you want. Yeah.
Hey, I was just I was on whatever time I felt like it. So it was all over the place. You guys, I don't know if it's archived anywhere. It might be archived on YouTube or something like that. But maybe we'll do an episode of just me DJing.
Just that'll spin just be it. That would be dope.
They'll just tune in. Yeah. Just
we
can
do a playlist. We could do a. We should be doing a playlist for this.
We definitely should. We definitely should
Florence
do a playlist.
That would be dope. We talk about Vampire Weekend.
We talk about so much music on this fucking show. We definitely should do a playlist for the show. 100%. Right. Yeah, tune in for that. We'll have that next season, y'all. Oh, I forgot to mention.
I fuck with that.
Friends and family, this is the final episode of this season. So we will be on break. Yeah.
This is our season finale.
Wow, that's a lot of power. Yeah.
anyways, this is the final episode of the season, so don't expect an episode from us for the next week, you know, the next 2 weeks. So we'll be back in a month, essentially. We'll be back in a month. Look for us in a month, okay?
We're regrouping.
Right, we're just doing a little regroup, you know, we'll come back bigger, badder, and better shortly. Right. And
we're having a Black People of Paramount retreat.
We're having Lake a retreat, Tahoe, obviously, at Martha's Vineyard. And it'll be great.
I would definitely come to that. It should be like everybody just bring their favorite white thing.
Oh, babe, you're not invited. No, babe, no.
Oh, I'm not invited?
No. No.
Sequoia.
Me and Sequoia's relationship is that in public she hates me, and then in our conversations and our texts, it's all love. I look at you like a whole brother.
I'm sure trying to embarrass me on my podcast. And this is why you can't tell niggas. Yo, niggas can't. What did Drake say? Niggas talk more than bitches these days. Look at that. Look at what you're giving right now.
You be lying in public. You want the world to think you hate me.
Damn. Yeah. He said Miss Capilot herself.
She's Miss Capilot.
Wow. I mean, it's giving extremely Jersey. Anyways, I didn't come with it in my defense. I tried to think of something. I couldn't. I feel like Tristan did a good job with that one, though. Florence and the Machine will probably carry us where it needs to carry us, unless you have something, Jordan.
I'm floating on that. No. What did I say? I said that wearing the stuff out the store in my defense.
Wearing the stuff out the store.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking if I have anything else. I have one, actually.
I'll have one. Yeah.
Speak on I have it, one. Please.
So, my defense is Raven Simone. So, while Miss Ma'am has been extremely problematic through the years. She may or may not have said, you know, she may or may not have said that she don't call her black anymore. She didn't say she wasn't black now. She said, don't call her black no more. Okay? And those are different things.
Where you going with that? Can you
acknowledge. I'm going to explain it right now. I acknowledge Miss Simone's problematic past and all those things. I see that y'all niggas be on Twitter talking about you would trade her in the race war, along with the slew of other niggas who you would trade in the race war. And I would just to say, you would have to pry her from my cold, dead hands, and I'll fight you today. Because she was my childhood. Y'all won't make me give that up. And that's that on that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, was that sort of even really giving you all that much?
That sort of was giving me that much? The Cheetah Girls give me that much? Let me tell you something about myself, Jordan. For years of my life, people were like, you act like Raven Simone, because I purposefully was tailoring my personality to act like That's Raven gross. From That So Raven.
See, this is the most concerning thing I've heard. It's wild that it took us to get into the season finale for me to learn this about you.
Oh, yeah, I pulled out the big guns for the end of my defense
I'm
for the season
finale.
I'm bringing
out the two Sequoia.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This is concerning. You tailor. Say like, more about you tailoring your personality. What were you doing? Like having brain blasts in the middle of like?
I do, you know, skew kind of psychic. The voice inflections, I had it down. That I really want to be a fashion designer for a brief period of time because that was her occupation for That's So Raven. I had the hair done similar to hers as best as I could. I had a hair piece in seventh grade because I was trying to be like Raven. I got my first weave and I got my first hair piece in seventh grade because the perm wasn't giving what it needed to give anymore, and I need to look more like Raven. So I just do a little, you know what I mean? And so I just put a little synthetic
California heat. That's so on the California back. Heat, you know. You
yeah,
know,
no, the perm, my hair looked fried as fuck. So
that's
yeah.
interesting because I feel like everyone gets one black person to not give up, and so far you got two. You got Kanye.
Okay,
also,
so how about you mind your fucking business? No,
you
no. How about you mind your fucking business?
You know.
And here's what we out the Sequoia as the Kanye
truth. One's acceptable. You know, One black person that I quit on is
trying
you got
to embarrass
two. You got two
me
that I know
on
of.
My own podcast. Stop
Thank you, Tristan.
Trying to embarrass me on my hey, own podcast. I never defended Kanye this time.
Time.
I didn't do it this time.
Come.
Okay,
Sequoia
I was the
Holmes.
Baby problematic, not the capital P problematic.
Sequoia
okay?
Holmes, please stand for judgment.
No, Sequoia no,
your,
you guys won't
your
take
big
me.
Problematic. Who's your big
Sequoia
problematic?
Beach,
I'll never let go.
Who is the big?
Who's my big?
Yeah.
Okay, so you, I'm assuming you're taking Kanye and Mari West. But
me,
I don't. Yeah, that's who you're taking. I imagine
that's who Tristan's taking too.
Yeah, Kanye's mine as well.
Kanye's yours as well. I love Kanye too. I grew up on Kanye as well. I don't know if he's the one I'm taking.
Jordan said, "I'm nothing like you niggas." Okay.
No. I ain't say all that. I like Kanye. I'm like eagerly anticipating Donda. I want that shit to drop.
He's getting on my fucking nerves at this point. I'm annoyed. He's getting on my nerves at this point.
I think he's. You know, I think he's great. I think he's had genius moments. I think I'm excited to hear the new music. I think he's like clever and entertaining, and he's everything you want a pop star to be. But and also not to be, but
right, yeah.
I don't know who true. I would take. Who's my problematic person I'm saving?
You know what? This is a good segment. We'll turn this into a segment. But yeah,
we might have to revisit it later because I'm let me stew on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jordan's not sure that he wants to like get canceled yet. He's not sure like just who he's down to like risk cancellation for just yet. And so right. he'll circle.
I'm
back.
Like Bill Cosby.
S-O-S. Yeah, no, that would be the end of this fucking podcast.
Redacted.
It would be way too far.
The podcast is cut out.
Right, redacted.
No, lock that nigga up. I'm sorry. He shouldn't be out.
Lock that nigga under the jail.
Robert Kelly's on trial in Brooklyn today.
I saw.
Lock that
is he's
nigga
in Brooklyn?
Lock him up for real. He has a trial in Brooklyn and a trial in Chicago.
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Oh shit! I didn't know
Lock
he was. I didn't know he had two
was,
things going
was,
on.
Because he was big doing illegal shit.
He's
like
coming up on racketeering now.
Terrible shit.
Yeah, he's coming up on trafficking and racketeering.
Really?
Yeah,
for,
no, they got him like crossing him, state man. Lines and shit. Yeah,
they gonna
oh,
get
yeah.
him. They gonna get him. He, yeah,
I love that for us. We deserve that as a society.
So, so I have a question. So you can't
not
play.
Not you trying
music
to take
anymore,
over my
right?
podcast. Mm-hmm.
What if he goes to jail? Can you then, if he's like locked up?
No, uh-huh. As long as he's alive,
he
no.
And
even
anymore.
After he died, no. No.
All right.
No.
All right.
As long as he's alive, no. I don't know. That man was having a whole sex trafficking ring for fucking 20 years or something. I don't know what he's capable sure. of. I'm not trying to risk giving him not a single cent. One. Two, his family knew too much, and I'm not trying to give them niggas nothing
options?
Either.
That's true.
Yeah. Go for it, Jordan.
There are other options. There are other options to as long as there are other options to listen to, I will put the other thing on. You know, if you're giving me two choices, I will not be playing the R. Kelly song.
100%.
I was thinking about that this morning because I was like, wait, doesn't Jay-Z have a whole album with him? Is that
a whole
the
album?
Title?
You can't play the album at all anymore. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Best of Both Worlds, can't play it.
Best of Both Worlds.
Wait, I thought that can't was with that's with Jay-Z.
Yeah,
this is Jay-Z and Robert Kelly. Yeah.
Now, why did I think it was Usher and R. Kelly?
That's same girl.
Same girl, I know, but I thought same girl was a single from the Best of Both Worlds album.
You were too busy watching That's So Raven. You weren't paying attention.
That's literally
oh,
what I was
doing
in my life.
They have two albums together. They got two albums together. They got Best of Both Worlds and Unfinished Business.
Jay-Z and R. Kelly?
Yeah, they got two.
Oh my God.
Not called Unfinished Business Sean. At that. My God. Yeah, Sean. I don't know.
Sean
is slipping. Sean
he
is
doubled
slipping.
Down.
Wait, how about Daniel Caesar? I feel like Daniel Caesar's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
You can keep Daniel Caesar.
Love that fucking album.
Only
so
one
much.
Good song that, for me.
Oh yeah, like, nigga, he no. He's on Peaches.
No, stop.
He's
apparently he dropped something today. He was trending today because he dropped something, and people were like, he was only canceled till he made a good song. So I don't know. I guess the song's good.
What I didn't mean.
How did he get canceled again? He was saying some like dumb All Lives Matter type shit, right?
He stood up for Yes Jules.
Yes. He said, why is everybody so mean to Yes Jules? And wow. He was drunk. And
imagine
he was like,
that being how you get.
Over Yes Jules, he said, cancel him. He was on live talking about, you guys can cancel me if this is a problem. And people said, okay.
All right. People are like, you're not good enough to put that out there. To
you're not
like
special
that.
Enough to be threatening me, bitch. Like, fuck out of here. And Gary says he looks like a sneeze, and that really takes me out every single time. Haley tickles me every single fucking time.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, that says it all. But proof that cancellation is fake, because he has a song with Justin Bieber that I'm sure is making him a lot of money.
And give me right now. I mean, the song was booming. The song is good.
Yeah. The song is good. I don't want to pay attention to him because he looks like a sneeze, and like, I'm not into that type of, I'm not feeling what he's putting down anyway.
Okay.
Besides that one song we referred to that I can't even name.
Get you.
But I can just ignore it. I can just ignore him. And his bad blonde fade. You know, why is he doing that?
Oh my God, I forgot he had
that.
He
didn't have the face to add color. Yeah, he shouldn't add anything that makes people look at him more.
I'm done. Oh my God,
I too don't think that cancel culture is real anymore.
It's not. It's not.
Too many people make too many concessions. It's only canceled if you really don't like the person. Somebody else will find it. Somebody else will still follow it.
That's right. So true. Somebody else will go out for it nevertheless.
Cancellation is like more of a virtue signaling mechanism than anything else, I feel like. You know, it's like if a way for you to be like, I have the right values, you know? And this thing is bad. You heard me say it. I don't like it. Not I, Jordan. No Daniel Caesar for me.
Yeah, publicly, you gotta be on the right side of history publicly, and then you do whatever behind closed doors. Right.
There's that.
Which is why on this podcast, on the record, you have me saying that I do not support anything that R. Kelly did, nor Bill Cosby.
Period.
I am, you know, come on. All right? So when the tribunal comes and Miss Tyra and Miss J have to decide who goes on, let the record show, all right?
I agree.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, thank God.
It was helicopters outside, and so I muted for a second because I didn't want y'all to think, I didn't want the helicopters to embarrass me, and so...
You in LA.
But I'm back.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely fine. Okay, I think we should get into the main subject of the shit today. So we are talking about house shoes and slippers. And me and Jordan did like a little tiny bit of pre-pro, for this, and we came to some really good... No, we did some. We came to some really good conclusions in our 10-minute brainstorm yesterday about this. This. Okay, but before we get into that,
I'm happy
Tristan,
the listenership.
Truly, Tristan, what slippers do you have on right now? What kind of slippers are they?
Right now, I have on Brooklyn Circus leather slippers. Brooklyn Circus black-owned clothing line. Look like this.
I know that's right.
Okay.
See that dirt
okay.
right there? That's because these get that's because these get worn a lot.
That's because you don't believe in washing your feet like white people.
Like white people, you know. Also, for the podcast, I've also worn them out as regular shoes at times. But yeah, I saw them and I was like, oh, I already love this brand. I love house shoes because I think they make you look super cool and like together. So I was like, this is an Instacop.
Okay, and you said you wore them outside before. Okay, Jordan got his slippers out right now. Jordan's resemble it's giving like a church shoe.
It's giving uncle.
Right, it's giving an uncle church shoe.
It's a crocodile Kohan.
There you go.
Piece. This is my spring summer.
There you go.
Okay.
My spring summer house shoe. I have the UGG with the fur lining for my fall winter.
I want those.
I love those.
Yes,
I
sir.
Some
my mom got them at Goodwill, you know, so.
I want those.
Shout out to whatever old white man in New Haven, Connecticut died in those that I now.
Damn, I'm done. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's actually probably accurate.
Probably accurate.
Man. Okay.
Wait, no house shoes for you?
Yeah, no, I have house shoes. I love a house shoe. I truly do not fucking walk around without house shoes on in the house. I don't believe in walking around without something on my foot. It's either I have on a sock or I have on a house shoe. I don't do bare feet. The floor is always gross. Sock even if you shoe. Don't wear shoes inside your house, the floor is always fucking gross.
The floor one, but I do gross. Have a question. I got a dog. It's gross.
Right. I have a question for y'all. So when I go on vacation, I have to take my house shoes with me or else I feel uncomfortable the entire vacation. Do y'all take house shoes with you on vacation when you go out of town? Yes. Do you pack house shoes?
You know what I'm saying? I never think that far ahead. I feel like I every time I go somewhere, I'm like, damn, I wish I had house shoes. Yes. Like I'm in the place like, why am I bare feet on the ground? Often I'll like take a slipper or like, you know, like a sandal situation and I'll try to use adapt.
Some slides or something.
Into the house shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Tristan, I just got back from Costa Rica. Definitely took these with me. Nice. Like the hotel's either dirty as fuck or you're in an Airbnb that's owned by people who don't have the same cleanliness values as us. So like, I'm always in a house shoe. And then you never know, like that moment where it's like, oh, let me run from the house to the pool. I want that shoe on, you know, for that little bit of contact to the ground. You know, you gotta keep clean. You gotta keep clean out here.
Absolutely.
Nah,
and I stepped on glass too much. I stepped on a nail when I was a kid. keep a shoe on.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep that shoe on you. Well, so we kind of established yesterday. I mean, I'm pleased to tell our listenership that we had an editorial meeting yesterday. You know, we're taking this podcast to the next level. You know, yeah, I know it's the season finale, but we the commitment to quality content is, you know, only increasing. And in our brief editorial meeting yesterday, we kind of established a house slipper hierarchy or a house slipper like genus. Like, you know.
Okay.
Like, you know, they're different, very species of house slipper. A couple that, like, Christian, feel free to add as we go along. But, you know, I think there's, like, your standard, if you are a black person between the ages of, I mean, I think any black person, honestly, who's, like, under 45, the, like, Nike sock, Adidas house slip, Adidas slide
definitely,
combination.
Definitely.
Is like it's almost like a classic. It's almost definitely. Like a, you know, and that goes if you were playing, you know, high school sports, basketball particularly,
basketball.
Or just, you know, just chilling with the homies on a couch playing GameCube, PS1.
Also, unfortunately, those give off big fuckboy energy.
They do.
And I do have those, and I recognize that I also give off fuckboy energy at times.
Of course you
so
do.
So it matches.
Do you have the elite socks to go with it is the question.
I do have the Nike socks to go. You gotta Nike and Nike it up. Those are I'm about to slide through real quick. I don't feel like throwing on real clothes. So I either got on basketball shorts or sweats. And I got on slippers. I'm coming right out of my clothes, so why put on tennis shoes?
I'm done.
Ladies, if you show up at your house, with Nike Elite socks on and the slides, he don't respect you. All right,
you know he don't respect.
And he don't respect. And you don't respect yourself. All right, that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
And then I think another a branch off of on a slightly different side of the coin, we established. The Birkenstock, the Birk Black.
So
I got those Sequoia, too.
The Birk, okay, so he does both.
Two for two.
Sequoia went to university in Northern California. Central Coast?
Banana Slugs.
I went to University of California. Santa Cruz, yes.
And while there, she picked up
I'm a Birk
the
Black.
Birk bug.
The Birk culture. Birk bug. I got the Birk bug from UCSC. I am now a Birk Black. I have two pairs of Birkenstocks. They are the thing that I put on my foot most often. Always have them bitches on. I saw another pair that I want yesterday. Oh my God, they were so cute. They were like the traditional sandal, y'all, but they had fur. inside of it, but it was like the traditional sandal. It wasn't like closed toe.
Oh, I know
anything.
What you're talking about. I know what you're talking
They're
about.
They're so cute. And that just reminds me, I need to go buy them because I was told they were on sale because I asked the person, I was like, yo, where'd you get that? And they're like,
it's actually on sale on the American side.
No, we know. You know why? Because you never want to match shoes with me. Me and Tristan have the same pair of shoes repeatedly, and he will never match with me at the same time. We both have Cortezes. We both have Wave Runners. We both have 350s. And Tristan will never match shoes with me. And
yeah, Air Forces. That's fair.
Air Forces.
On the Nike slides, what really bothers me is, and I want you guys to look for it next time when you see somebody wearing them, when niggas get them and they get them like a size too big, and they like the back is like curling up. You just look like such a fucking
never
bum.
Seen that.
Yeah, it's like niggas don't have the right size. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And it's like their feet are like all the way in the front because they're trying to keep them on. Because you also, if you try to run in Nike slides, you get fucked up. Like the way they catch the ground, I fuck myself so much. But it's too much shoe for their foot, and they just like fucking bums, and I hate it. And I see it so often.
Right, and it signals itself because it has slides have a sound. Like you hear somebody walk in and slide, it's like clop clop. But like you hear them coming, and like when they're too big, it's even more pronounced. And like it's wild being in New York City and seeing people walk around in slides outside. You know, like and like niggas are wont to do that. You know, you'll be on the C train and see somebody fully in like elite socks and some slides, and like at least get them in the proper size if you're gonna leave your house.
I hate it. I couldn't do it in New York just because there's too much shit on the ground.
It's nasty.
Like, I'm in my car half the time here, so it works. I couldn't imagine wearing like any kind of sandal in New York at all.
It's me neither. That's what I was like thinking. The audacity of hope.
Seems dirty.
I'd be in boots
about
all
dirty
the time.
As hell.
Yeah, it seems dirty. Everything's got to be closed.
Couldn't be
Maybe
mean,
always high tops. I don't even want exposed ankle in New York.
It doesn't stop these kids. I mean, it's mostly like teenage guys, though, I feel like. And like they're probably coming from the basketball court, honestly.
True.
Here.
Definitely. And you know what? This brings me to the next thing.
On a mission of a different kind.
I feel like, from teenage guys wearing the Adidas / Nike slides plus the Nike Elite socks, I feel like you kind of graduate to the Gucci flip-flop. I feel like it's the same nigga now. Uh-huh. That has the Gucci slides, though. You're too old for the Nike Elites or whatever. Uh-huh. And so you wear regular Nike socks with your Gucci. What's Dom Kennedy say? You can wear Adidas and Gucci and mesh clean?
Yeah.
Niggas take that shit serious.
I think Gucci flip-flops are dumb as hell. I can't see spending $290. I'm looking at the price right now. $290, $160 for a piece of rubber.
I couldn't do that.
I fuck with the Gucci socks. I could not fuck with the Gucci flip flops though. That's a dumb price to me.
All right, but listen, King. When you get to a certain level, in your life, you gotta be able to show that. You gotta be able to communicate that to people in a way that shows say words. You feel me? So when I do, when I step out the house, I got my Rock Nation fitted on. Because I'm a father and I'm an entrepreneur.
That's true.
I'm an entrepreneur.
The plain joint, they love that fucking hat.
They got the little Rock Nation hat on with the little pin on it because I'm an entrepreneur like Hov. And also, I got the Gucci slides on because, you know, I'm still on the block, but, you know, I grew up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still on the block, right.
I'm mature,
obviously.
You know.
Right.
I'm still on the block, but I'm mature. So, you know, you feel me? So, like,
the big
I'm still
homie
getting money. I'm getting money. I want you to know that.
Right.
Yeah,
not,
but you know, I'm not one of these little niggas wearing Adidas or Nike. You know what I'm saying? I'm older
Nike
now. You feel me? Oh. So, how do you feel about Jason Tatum?
Yo, shout out Jason. Yo, Jason Tatum, Bradley Beal, shout him out. I believe.
Oh yes, it's Bradley Beal.
Jason Tatum is the first St. Louis basketball player to win a gold medal.
Wow.
So we love him.
Congrats.
We love him. Yeah, I go up for any athletes from the city. Honestly, I go from anybody from St. Louis.
Truly.
Amazing.
I was going to name somebody. I'm not even going to be mean right now.
Who you going to name?
I'll tell you after.
you don't want to embarrass yourself?
Okay. Now I'm excited.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we got the multiple types of, we got the couple types of house shoe, turned, flip-flop, turn slide genus map right now.
Do y'all fuck with the thong sandal?
There's multiple. Okay,
so
go ahead.
I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to say, so the thong sandal, you know, of course, controversial in most of North America, continental U.S., right? Like, I think it's a thing associated largely with white people and largely with like nastiness and like people wearing it in places they shouldn't be wearing it. I see people wearing thong sandals, largely white people again, in New York City. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, why don't you respect yourself? And then, but you go to the, to use a not PC term, the global South, you know, you go to like countries like Jamaica, you go to like in the Caribbean, you go to like West African countries. And like a lot of people are wearing sandals cause they're like a cheap shoe and they're like a easy shoe. And like niggas will climb mountains in a thong sandal in certain parts of the world, you know, like they'll do all sorts of labor that we wouldn't. I've seen kids on YouTube. I follow this like Ugandan skate thing on YouTube. I mean, sorry, on Instagram. And the kids are doing like kickflips in thong sandals.
That's wild.
And I'm like, what? So I think it's a thing that like black people are tapped into, but not in the parts of the world that we traffic regularly. But
I feel like the thong sandal is like you either a foreigner black or you like fuck with white people very heavy.
No, 100% a foreigner black.
Come from afar in. It come from afar in.
This nigga. My school, like with Birkenstocks, rainbows were like a thing in Long Beach for a minute. And rainbows were like this kind of like the like pre-Birkenstocks. Before Birkenstock got popular, rainbows were a thing and they were just like this really comfortable thong sandal, like a really comfortable sole or whatever. And so niggas is wearing them. I wore them in Santa Cruz, you know. But now I am fully averse to thong sandals. You won't catch me with a thong sandal on my foot.
I think you're a woman. You can wear a thong sandal. Not to sound sexist, but I think like women I don't get a thing with women wearing thong sandals. When I see men with them on, I'm like, bruh, like put on a slide, man. I just hate seeing the piece of plastic between the toe. Like, it's just...
It's a little perverse.
I hate it.
Right.
It's reverse.
It's a little perverse. I think I understand. I mean, not to gender segregate here, but I feel like, I understand that somewhat. I will say...
That tends to be when it's an issue,
They are easy. I feel like I've been... When I used to go to Jamaica when I was a kid, they are easy to slide on and, like, go about your day and do your thing. So I understand the convenience of it, but it's not appropriate for any and all situations, all right? So...
That's true.
We'll tap that one on the board.
You can't get away in a thong sandal. That's
especially,
the thing.
Like...
If you ever gotta run, you can't run.
Oh, wait, Sequoia. I feel like we gotta talk about... In LA, there's like a specific type of like that, like Friday.
Oh yeah,
house slipper. What is that? Could you explain that to us?
Oh, you talking about the regular
corduroy or some shit?
It's got the paisley little like you know things.
Yeah,
on it.
You gotta fold the back. It's like the Friday house slipper.
Yeah, the Friday house slipper. That's like a specific LA like genus of house slipper.
I also
y'all talking about
your toenails being black and shit is trash for any kind of sandal as well.
Toenails being black.
Wait, what do you mean? Like dirty?
Like like some cats got like the toenails got like discolored toenails and shit. Like
y'all mean to tell me this shoe right here is specific to Los Angeles? The corduroy one
It's a very West Coast situation. Like it might have like gone across the country, but it's like home bases.
I thought this was just a nigga thing. It literally looks like.
I sent it to you.
Okay, let me make sure we're looking at the same.
We're talking about the same.
Yeah,
thing, right?
Yes, we're talking the same shit. It kind of resembles the one that you have, but it's like a looser, like it's like
the Debo's. Yeah, the Debo's.
Like a full foot enclosed shoe, and with a comfortable.
Right, it's like
material.
A moccasin sort of.
Man, I did have moccasins. Yeah. I thought that was just nigga shit. I didn't know that was specific to Los Angeles. Personally.
I love a moccasin. Like the Debo shoe, Debo house shoe.
It's like
those
the West
very,
Coast, yeah.
Yeah, very
like
West
Debo
Coast
shoe.
That's so funny. I don't know. It just feels
had, like,
lush. It doesn't feel luxurious.
Hold on,
don't disrespect me. I am a West Coast nigga. What the fuck?
I mean, yes, you are, but you're not giving us the context for your word.
Yeah,
Ain't no context.
You was heavy in your Paramore bag at this. You was heavy in your Paramore bag and your what's the shit? hot topic at this
hot
time.
Hot topic, yeah. We can't trust you to know about the nigga house slipper.
Wow. Wow. Y'all trying to strip me of my fucking black card on my own shit right now. I don't appreciate
this. But you're here now, though.
Anyways, moving on from the Negro slipper, the nigga slipper, apparently Los Angeles thing, I didn't know. We have a couple more on the list. So, Jordan, you have here Birkenstock Boston. Is that a different type of Birk black?
Oh, yes. We need to talk about it. Okay, so.
Is that the one that covers the whole joint?
Yes, the closed toe. So this one, I feel like, has exploded into popular culture recently and, like, broadened its audience. But
They were big, though.
They were big back in the day?
Yeah, these were, I mean, I went to school. When I went to, like, high school, like, middle school, high school, they had these on. Like, the white kids had these on. Some of the black kids. They are extremely comfortable.
I thought you were going to get a pair too. I did.
Wow.
No.
I feel like I saw like women wearing them when I was like younger. But now I know them primarily in Brooklyn and the parts of Brooklyn I frequent as like a male, like white guy shoe. They're like a very like you're between 23 and 38 and you like work in a creative field in New York. You're wearing this shoe. And it's like there are all sorts of collabs for it. Now, Jill Sonder just did a collab with Birkenstock that made it a Boston-like thing. And they're very in vogue right now. And I thought it was interesting because I was like, I remember this shoe like kind of being like this preppy like white girl thing in 2008 or whatever.
This is actually the first Birkenstock that I this is how I found out about Birkenstocks were these. And like I graduated high school in 06, but these are like the ones that I remember, like my first introduction to Birkenstocks were these ones.
That's interesting. I have a friend from like Seattle, and he was like, yeah, like because like you know like Arc'teryx and like out like you know advanced outerwear has become popular in like menswear recently, and he was like, yeah, I go hiking and stuff like that, and I'm from Seattle, so like it's always raining, so we always wear like this advanced gears. Stuff and like now I come to New York and like I see like random dudes in Soho in like a full Arc'teryx puffer and I'm like it's that's 60 degrees funny. Outside why are you right. in this fashion in this Arc'teryx puffer and I think he feels the same way about the Birkenstock Boston. He's like it's a funny like suburban like you know like preppy shoe that like has now been like co-opted as like streetwear And it's like a house slipper too. It's like fully like kind of a comfy thing you just throw on.
The bottom like molds to your feet after you wear them enough. It's a good shoe. It's a good shoe.
Yeah, so all Birkenstocks do that, don't
Sequoia
they?
Sequoia sent me the hair salon like what's this thing like $2 joints. That's how I grew up knowing what those were. They're like the. I can't. I'm gonna text you what we call them at home. I can't.
They're
say
the.
It out
oh
loud,
my
but.
God, y'all in St. Louis be calling shit wild shit. Yeah. Like I can't believe it.
We have some very racial like words for like the situations.
For real. Oh my God. Anyways, the shoe that I'm talking about, y'all, is the mesh. It's
very
like the
racial
mesh.
Word.
Racial word. It's like the mesh slipper, like it has like a mesh material with like flowers on the outside and they come in multiple colors. I call it the laundromat shoe.
They come in all the colors.
I sent it to you Jordan too. It comes in multiple colors. I call it the laundromat shoe. Okay. That's another variation of a house shoe that made its way outside that black people loved. Black people used to stay in that. Like, I had several pair of those shoes.
Oh my
it was like
God.
An easy throw it on. So that is not just West Coast. I thought maybe that was just California. So that was countrywide.
I think that's just black people. The beauty supply slipper to keep it PC.
Beauty supply slipper.
I've seen the shoe.
Yeah. That's another variation.
Which is often owned by. Yeah.
A what?
I said, which is often owned by certain demographic people.
Stop. Anyways.
We're steering away from the racial words.
Let me tell you something.
But I remember everyone had these.
Everybody had these. And for the last.
Big at the bus stop.
Slipper. Big at the bus stop. Big bus stop. It's big bus stop shoe for sure.
Big bus stop energy.
Right.
100%. And then the last member of the family, the slipper family, that kind of highlights how much Black people love house shoes because they've made their way outside is the current UGG slipper that girls wear outside often. It's like this furry UGG shoe with a sling back. It's a sandal, toes out, has a sling back.
And it says,
no, they're not. Your foot like falls off the side. Like it's like not a practical shoe at all. It's just for the aesthetic because
I was going to get me a pair. Shoes.
I'm not a fan of them personally. True. Yeah, I put them on the other day.
I was going to get me a pair.
One of my friends had them in her house, and you know I don't walk around house bare feet, so I was walking around her house with her UGG slippers on. I was like, these shoes is ass. Yeah, so I wouldn't recommend them personally.
They look good. I guess
we're not getting an UGG sponsorship, but I love UGGs for everything else, but not those. I wear UGGs for house slippers too.
Have you seen the women's Nike slides?
No.
Mm-hmm. They're like two straps instead of the one. I kind of want a pair. I've really been feeling them lately.
Two Whoa. Straps.
Let's see. Speaking of...
I just sent them to you, Sequoia.
They feminized... speaking of things that like are been gendered feminized for like that don't need to be. Like Puma, I don't know if these are how old these are, but my girlfriend's mom has a pair of Puma slides. That once I was over their house and I didn't have any house shoes. Again, this is a thing that keeps coming up. I didn't have any house shoes to wear. So I like put on these Puma slides, these women's Puma slides. And they were like, you ever see slides that are like curvy? They're like, they're supposed to be like a woman's foot is so curvy. So like three quarters of the shoe. This silhouette was like very like, you know, curvy and sumptuous. And like the three quarters of the shoe was missing because like it wanted to have this curve, you know, in it. And I was like, what are these shoes? Like the Puma slide was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, wait, there's no reason this needs to be so sexy. This is
a voluptuous shoe. Girl. Right. She was giving curve. Yeah.
It was a very voluptuous slide. Yeah. Okay. Shout out Puma for making that needlessly sexy slide.
Speaking of Pumas, Robin Puma. Rihanna Fenty has a slide herself. She has Fenty slides. And those are also another variation of how shoe that made its way outside. Yeah.
Oh yeah, with the like terry cloth shit on top. Like the do you not have the Yeezy slides, Sequoia?
How can
we
go without
talking about the Yeezy slides?
Right. No, I don't have the Yeezy.
You don't slides. You don't like the Yeezy slides.
I hate them. They're so ugly. I heard that they're so comfortable.
They're becoming the airport shoe. Big airport energy.
Ooh, you know, my 350s are my airport shoe because they're so comfortable and easy to take on and off.
Yeah, I can't wear sandals to the airport because my feet get too cold.
You don't wear socks with it?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, no, I need my feet to be fully covered in there on the plane.
I'm a full tennis shoe.
You know how this could work? Just get you global entry and you don't have to take your shoes off. And then you'll be good.
No, it's not global entry. But, oh, you fancy.
I do.
You're not buying that at installments, are you?
No. My boss paid for it because, you know, yeah.
Where would you fly to?
Long story. I'll tell you after this.
Reno.
Must be nice. I do not have global entry. I don't have TSA pre-check. None of that.
You should get it. It's like it's mad helpful. You should definitely get it. Yeah, nigga. They already got your damn
fingerprints. They take your fingerprints, and I ain't fucking with that. I ain't fucking with it.
They already got your shit. They already got your fingerprint.
I ain't fucking with it.
You know you a whole ass felon out here.
I ain't fucking with it.
Damn. So you're anti Yeezy slide? That's wild because you're team Yeezy generally, right?
But they're so ugly. I'm team like good things. Kanye makes good music. He typically makes good shoes, for my opinion. But those are fucking ugly.
I don't think they're ugly.
I don't think they're ugly either. I think he's doing that whole like underdesign design thing that I feel like a lot of the Yeezy stuff is.
I don't mind the Yeezy.
It bothers
slide.
Me, but for those, it doesn't actually bother me.
No, I'm thinking of that. I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, no, I don't mind the Yeezy slides. I've never considered them, but I don't mind them. I was thinking of like that cheese grater.
Oh, you're thinking about the one
that...
joint that's like, yeah. The skeleton.
Oh, the Yeezy Croc. The Yeezy Croc.
Yeah,
they're so fucking ugly. I hate them so much.
Are y'all fucking with Crocs?
Crocs? Oh my gosh, Crocs have become a whole thing. I'm anti Croc. I think I see a lot of people wearing them outside. I'm not into it.
No.
We're a gosh darn shoe, okay?
I'm not fucking with the Crocs. But
the Yeezy Slide, also, you can get the Yeezy Slide from the Chinese, from a Chinese fake.
Okay. You could. You definitely could do that. Easy. Because I'm sure.
I had a friend who has one of those.
100%.
I don't think they say Yeezy on them either, so.
Oh, so you would never know?
Boom, boom, bam.
You would never
know. This is a discount podcast, all right? This podcast is about saving you money. You, the consumer, money, all right?
We love a thrifty, deal.
I'm not into the Croc, Renaissance. I take issue with it.
Me too.
I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing people trying to make a couture Croc, you know, but giving it a heel, giving it a platform. I think it's all very corny. It's all very silly.
Those heeled ones?
We should stop it.
Oh my God. Those heeled ones are heinous. They're offensive.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
They're ugly. But my thing is, I know that I'm one of these people.
It's an ugly design.
No, it really is. But I know that I'm one of these people that if I got some, I would wear them all the time. You know what I mean? I would never go get them because I think they're fucking ugly. Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure that if I did have them, I would slip into Team Croc, which is why I don't have them, because they're so bad. I don't even want to let myself slip into Team Croc.
Well, I mean, I think the pandemic helped a lot with the Croc also, because everyone's working from home. So you throw whatever on. They didn't have good house shoes when the pandemic kicked off, so they just went and got Crocs.
If you had a good house shoe, right.
Absolutely. You wouldn't have had this problem. Yeah, you notice that. Who's wearing the Crocs right now? Cockazoids.
Hey. Oh,
the Cocs. The Cocs and the Crocs.
Cocs and the Crocs.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
That's great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I'm anti Croc. I feel really good about the Yeezy slide, though. I feel like I might be a convert. I might slide into that.
I think I'm going to try to get a pair of Yeezy slides.
Give me some too, Tristan. While you getting you some, give me some. Why are you cheating like that?
They might be hard to come by.
I think it'll be hard to come by two pairs for sure. Probably easy to come by one pair for myself.
But my foot is small. But my foot is small. Like, men don't wear my size shoe that I wear in men, so just give me the men size 6.5.
That's true, but you also got to factor in the want factor of me wanting to do it.
So you saying you don't?
I'm sorry
for
laughing.
Well, I don't know what's funny. I'm not really clear.
I'm saying it's probably a no for me, but we'll see. Christmas is around the corner. You never know. I might surprise you.
Christmas is around the corner. My birthday just passed. You didn't buy me nothing. You know what I mean? You
can make up for that.
Yeah, because your birthday was after mine. So why would I do that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of us has to start the tradition.
Right, it's you.
You guys need to settle your personal grievances off the air.
The thing is, there's no grievances off the air. This is all her.
Wow. Anyways,
she's calling you Two-Face.
He is. He's trying to. I don't know. I don't like where this is going. But
who are you outside this podcast? I don't know. You know?
A real ass bitch who give a fuck. I can't even say that because I fucking do give a fuck about Garrick, I guess. Anyways.
About multiples.
I said what I said. Anyways, I think that we did good. I think we covered why black people love slippers. I don't know if we covered why, but we covered that they do, and that there has been many spinoffs to the black people house shoe that has made its way outside. Right. Tristan let us know he wears his actual house shoe outside, you know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me, personally.
I also have I got the Cortezes, the Kendrick Cortezes that say house shoes on them.
You did? Yeah.
I do.
Right. An ode to the house shoe. Kendrick right there. I feel like LA niggas in particular have an affinity for the house shoe.
Yeah. I think so.
We didn't excavate that completely here today, but I think it's something we'll continue to think about.
Yeah,
I have a theory as to why. Why is my shit lagging so much? I have a theory as to why y'all non-LA niggas don't fuck with house shoes. It's because y'all had to wear real shoes outside and it was cold, right? And that wasn't always fun or comfortable. And so when you get in the house, it's like, I just want my feet to be out. Like, I just want my feet to be loose finally because they've been cold and constricted all day.
My feet to be loose. Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Not my feet to be loose.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at
this. I think there's some truth to that. It's warm year round in LA, and I feel like you can afford just wear the house shoe to outside. So you might just get used to wearing the house shoe outside all the time.
Right.
You
know, it's comfortable regardless.
So I think that makes sense. LA, the house shoe capital of the world.
I think that's actually the truth. That's very
likely. I'll give y'all that title. I'll give y'all that title.
Tristan, nobody. What's the Midwest title?
Air Force Ones. They.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Emo's Pizza.
We did it. Fool, talk about it. Talk about it.
Who's pizza? Emo?
Best pizza in the world.
Since St. Louis?
Yes, sir. Best pizza in the world.
Wow. Okay. The more you know. I mean, I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, and people, they like to claim that they have the best pizza.
You're the only black person I know. You're the only person I know from Connecticut.
That's, hey, look, I'm putting on, I want to shout out to 203. Shout out to Six Shot Flock. He's this rapper I know. He's being my football team.
Okay.
He's opening for Tory Lanez in Stamford, Connecticut soon.
Okay. Ah, so, not Tory Lanez.
Famously canceled Tory Lanez.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, hey. I'm not going to reshare this, but I support you, King.
He's trying to get on.
But I see you, King.
You can't have it. Yeah. The morals get a little cloudy. I'm trying to make it.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
So, I hate that for him.
Now, Connecticut's great.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I fuck with
that. Well, this feeling like the natural end of the podcast to me, unless y'all have any final thoughts. Y'all have anything that you would like to say to
the... I'm
good.
Okay. I'm done. y'all, this has been another wonderful episode of Black People Love Paramore. You can follow us on social media at BPLPpod. You can also email us to tell us if you have any topics that you want us to cover at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. And you can please rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts because it helps us a lot in the rankings. Tristan, do you want to tell them where they can find you?
Tristan Taylor 88 across all social media platforms. That's me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I love that.
Boom, boom, boom.
And Jordan, I don't know. Yeah,
it's been a lovely season, Sequoia.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you so much. I appreciate your presence.
They know where to find me. Yeah. Sequoia, I just want to take the time to say this has been a lovely season of this inaugural season of Black People Love Paramore.
It has been.
Tristan's
never heard this podcast in his life, y'all.
Thank you to all our listeners, people actually listen to this podcast, and we'll be back for next season in a month, bigger and better than ever. I know Sequoia was waiting to reveal this, but we've booked Dwayne The Rock Johnson for our first episode next season.
Yep.
Giving the secret. Wow.
Big Dwayne stopping by the pod, you know what I'm saying?
An obvious notorious black.
Big things are gone.
Yeah.
Notorious Black. Okay, wait. I know what this is. This is a complete non sequitur. But Big Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, spent a year or two in Hamden, Connecticut, the place of my hometown.
Your birth.
For what?
Did he?
He went to Hamden Middle School.
Okay.
Hamden Middle School. School. Why am I?
Right. Jordan's excited.
Hamden Middle School.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm geek. Yeah, So shout out to Dwayne Rock Johnson. He's going to be on the pod next month.
Right. So much because of family ties, obviously, with Jordan.
From family ties, you know, we go way back. It's a 2 or 3 thing. It's been great.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for joining us here, y'all. And we'll be back in a month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you, Tristan.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye, y'all.